This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Chuck DeVore, a California state assemblyman who is also a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. Mr. DeVore also served for more than two decades in uniform and is currently a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve. We want to get his thoughts on the state of the campaign and what the key issues are for California voters of Republican, Democrat, and independent stripes in the Golden State. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
What made you decide to jump into this race against a three-term incumbent in Barbara Boxer?
Well, in 28 years on Capitol Hill, Barbara Boxer has been an unabashed advocate for greater government, more spending at the expense of individual liberty, and frankly, our basic constitutional premises. I'm a strong believer that the oath of office should be taken seriously. You raise your right hand and you swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And that, to me, means the sort of limited government that our founders envisioned, a government whose purpose is to secure our unalienable rights.
What particular issues, in addition to the desire to see Barbara Boxer gone, were there any particular issues that got you into this race as well?
Well, in California, you see really kind of the laboratory for the failure of big government programs. California spends more than the average state. We have an extremely burdensome amount of red tape and taxes at the state level. And what you see at the federal level with Barbara Boxer and Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid is they're trying very diligently to do at the federal level what has been tried and has failed at the state level. And so as I see it in California, we got to focus on jobs, and that's real jobs, not jobs created by borrowing money from China and putting people into make work efforts, but rather jobs created by entrepreneurs, by people taking risks and working hard and using their ingenuity. And if you look at Barbara Boxer's record, on issue after issue after issue, she stands on the side of big government against individual liberty. And I think that the voters in California are very receptive to that message now. They're beginning to realize that we can't afford all of this government that the Democrats, as exemplified by Barbara Boxer, keep trying to shove down our throats.
We're talking with California Senate candidate Chuck DeVore. And, of course, sir, before you get the chance to run against Senator Boxer, you need to win the Republican primary. And former Congressman Tom Campbell's in the race, former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina in there as well. Current opinion polls show you in third place, but they also show you doing just as well against Boxer, if not better than them. So how do you convince those in the Republican primary that you're the right choice come June?
Well, we just keep focusing on our message, and we keep reminding people that Tom Campbell is a liberal Republican from the Bay Area that supported many tax increases, gas tax increases, carbon tax increases last year when he was running for governor. He supported the biggest tax increase in U.S. history at the state level and a 32-cent a gallon gas tax increase. And his last rating from the National Rifle Association was an F. And I've always gotten A ratings from the NRA in my 6 years in the legislature. Now, last year's tax increase was something that I felt so strongly about, I actually resigned as chief Republican whip in the assembly rather than try to push through that tax increase. And then I fought the extension of that tax increase that appeared on the ballot on May 19th of last year. It was known as Proposition 1A. And that ended up going down to defeat by almost 2-to-1 margin. Of course, Tom Campbell supported that. Now, in the case of Carly Fiorina, she was AWOL on that issue, just like she's been AWOL on a lot of issues over time, because the first time she ever cast a ballot in her life was in 2000 at the age of 44. And since then, she's only voted 6 of 18 times in the state of California. And what you see with Carly Fiorina is someone who, on issue after issue after issue, has had what I characterize as a battlefield conversion to conservatism. Because when she was chief economic advisor for John McCain, she backed John McCain's policies on the bailout of Wall Street, on John McCain's cap and trade program, on amnesty. And in fact, recently said that she would have voted to confirm Sonia Sotomayor, as did, of course, Campbell. And what you find with me is that I'm a proven conservative who lets it hang out there, who says what he means what he says, and has a six-year track record to back it up. And I think that's what California Republicans need to be especially mindful of, given, frankly, the very disappointing reign that we've had now from Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who came into office supposedly as the zealous reformer of big government and has ended up turn after turn after turn gravely disappointing Republicans, Democrats, and independents in California because he didn't do what he said he was going to do.
Whether it's specific ideas on the Obama agenda that you think are not helpful to the country or specific ideas that need to be advanced, what would be at the top of your priority list once you get here?
Well, number one, following the Constitution. It may seem quaint or outmoded by some people, but that's your first official act when you are sworn in as an elected official and, frankly, as an officer in the military, as you swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And had our officials done that, I don't think we would have seen Obamacare, which I believe is unconstitutional and which I pledged to repeal 4 months before it passed. Now, Carly Fiorina pledged to repeal it the day after it passed. Tom Campbell still hasn't taken that pledge. So that's number one, follow the Constitution. And I think had you followed the Constitution, you wouldn't have seen this massive bailout of Wall Street, for example, that led to the government taking over two-thirds of the American automobile manufacturing industry, taking over the largest insurance company in the United States with AIG. These are clearly things that our founders did not see as the proper role of government. Now, I think that beyond that, we need to reduce taxes, business taxes, capital gains taxes. We need to reduce the size and scope of federal regulations, of all that red tape that discourages people from taking prudent risks within the free market and working hard and getting out there and creating new products and services. For example, the EPA ruling that carbon dioxide is now a toxin under the Clean Air Act and thus regulatable, such that they could do their own cap and trade program without even a vote of the people's representatives in the House and the Senate. You know, I disagree with Barbara Boxer on cap and trade. I disagree with her quite a bit. But what does it profit us to have Barbara Boxer fail at passing cap and trade when our own Federal Environmental Protection Agency simply does the same thing by passing some regulation through fiat?
While the polls might not be in your favor right now, you do seem to have a pretty strong groundswell of support in the grassroots movement, the Tea Party movement. I saw a lot of folks out there pretty upset when Sarah Palin decided to endorse Fiorina, but it seems like a lot of the folks that have been making their voices heard over the past year or so are excited about your campaign. How big of a difference do you think that might be able to make for you?
Well, that's going to be the huge wild card, because what you find with the Tea Party movement in California, and I'm sure it's the same around the country, is a lot of the people who have been engaged and caught up in this movement are new to politics, entirely new. They've never even done anything like written a letter to the editor, much less donated to a campaign or worked on it. And I do have a lot of grassroots enthusiasm, but we are twinning that with adequate resources. We've raised over $2.2 million from over 25,000 people from every state in the union, half of that off the Internet through Al Gore's invention. And so what we've seen is that by linking up the enthusiasm and the numbers of the people who are helping us out with adequate amounts of money, we think we can really make a go of it. And in fact, if you compare our campaign to the campaign 6 years ago, we've actually raised more money than the top three Republicans combined had raised at this point when they were getting ready to face Barbara Boxer in the 2004 cycle. So we think that we'll be adequately funded and able to twin that with an enormous amount of enthusiasm and numbers from our grassroots base.
Well, a lot of attention on the primaries this week, and there certainly will be a whole lot of attention on your primary just a few weeks from now. Chuck, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Let's let folks know about my website at chuckdevore.com.
ChuckDevore.com it is, and Chuck DeVore is a California State Assemblyman and currently running for the U.S. Senate Republican nomination in California. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.